Right, KTAC. Vincent, would you like to brief us on KTAC?
Thank you, Chairman. I will make it very short. Hopefully shorter than yours.
Yeah.
Less to do.
Chairman, the report is actually tabled as paper number 2. I was elected as the task force chair for this current term. There were 3 major items in the report. First is regarding the planning and design of the entire KTAC development. So members has been informed on various projects progress and status of this KTAC development, noting that it is a more than 300 hectare site. It's always difficult to visualize the entire thing while individual projects are being discussed. In other words, it's always necessary to adopt a fly high mode and a fly low mode, and which is always difficult to do it together at the same time. With the request of the task force, the KTAC office will consider a method of presenting work progress to facilitate members' visualization and understanding of the entire design as well as progress. Second, trunk road T2, preliminary design of that trunk road T2 was tabled for discussion. Member expressed concern about, typical thing like footprint, public amenity, connectivity issues. And so CEDD will coordinate with Highway and KTAC office further to take into account members' comment and to prepare detailed design. And finally, there is a proposal of an iconic vertical entertainment observation tower by a private organization. So noting that, the KTAC Fantasy International Idea Competition is on the way, so members just adopt a listening mode to that proposal without making comments in order not to preempt anything regarding that KTAC Fantasy Competition. Chairman, that's the end of my report.
Thank you. Any observations, comments? Paul?
Just a general observation. The KTAC is the opportunity for Hong Kong to reshape how it's going to be looked at by the world, as the Marina Bay did for Singapore. And I just wonder whether we are putting enough resources on it to make sure that we can make continuous improvements to the plans that are there. That is my question to the Development Bureau and to this group here. Are we putting in enough resources? Are we flexible enough to continuously make improvements on the plans for KTAC? Or are we kind of still stuck in this passing the baton mode? Do we have very much of an engineering-driven solution that fails to make the best out of the opportunity that we have? This is a very serious issue, and I think that this requires some serious consideration by government. This should not be a wasted opportunity. And if we look at the Central Kowloon route, that the Highways Department shows up with a plan for the location of their roads, their parking space, their ventilation shaft, their administration building, spread out over a large area of land only because that land was allocated for that purposes in the OZP, but they don't make any effort to reduce the footprint whatsoever. And only after we stamped our feet here, they may be able to make a few adjustments, only a little bit, to the point, because they were constrained by the fact that they are going to make progress. They got to move on with the project. So we can only do very little things and adjustments because we're getting there in there too late, and we're not on top of making these changes and trying to continuously improve the plans that are in front of us. And I think that's a very serious issue. KTAC is the opportunity for Hong Kong, and we cannot waste it the way we've wasted Kowloon West reclamation.
Vincent, would you like to respond? Do you feel we're missing the opportunity?
Thank you, Chairman. Thanks, Paul, for your comments, although I understand that your comment is actually addressed to the Bureau. Let me share some of my observation by being the chair of Caltech. And I have to agree that Caltech is a very different, in planning this high tech is a very different way of planning as compared with planning of earlier new town, because, well, first of all, it's a I understand some of the government officials were actually involved in the planning and of Caltech, including the undersecretary, right? Yeah. So it involved 2 years of public engagement. And also, there are a lot of things that are more people-centered than a, well, as I've said in the past, it's a traffic-led or transport-led planning. So it's actually departed from a transport-led planning to a more people-oriented planning. Now, there are many, many good points in Caltech, like, well, the provision of open space, the connectivity between the open space network, and the emphasis on pedestrian walking on ground rather than on footbridge and highway. So we are trying our very best to ensure that this will not be diluted during the course of a project. And the commission so far has been looking very closely on that. Well, Paul, to a certain extent, Paul is right in saying that, well, sometimes when projects goes into project, so boundaries are defined, scope are very tight, and sometimes the government official cannot entertain members' comment and by saying that, well, it's not part of the scope of work. So there's always that sort of interface issue. For example, how a pedestrian connector also serving as a noise barrier, as well as a landscape deck, connect to adjoining public open space. You know, public open space are by LCSD and ASD, and that pedestrian connector sometimes belong to the transport or highway. Sometimes it's if you say that it's open space, sometimes it's belong to the LCSD, but it is also a noise barrier. So who is going to maintain it? So there's all kinds of very, very funny problem occurring when you have and something like innovative thing or invention, like an iPhone. You know, if you have an iPhone invented for a new area, then you have in Hong Kong you have no one to maintain it, because on the phone company thought this is a photo is a camera, and the camera maintenance think it is a computer, and if you bring the iPhone to the computer office, they say it is a telephone. So it's like LCSD and transport and highway. So that it's always difficult to have a new invention in Hong Kong. So I think the urban design emphasis is very important. I think the Caltech office need to beef up people with an urban design experience who can actually integrate things and see beyond project and see how projects are connected to one another. And Chairman, that's my preliminary response.
No, thank you.
A little bit long-winded than my report.
No, thank you. Thank you. No problem. I mean, Thomas, potential for dilution? I mean, it clearly is there. I mean, we have something which is, I think, a very people-focused, people-orientated plan, but when the engineers get going, if I may put it that way, we seem to somehow lose direction. I mean, any thoughts?
Well, Chairman, I think the government has spent a due amount of time involving the community, as Vincent said, in drawing up the plan. And now we should really focus on implementation. And of course, there will be interface issues, because as Vincent said, there are various projects being planned or being implemented. And under the Development Bureau, there is a Caltech office set up under the CEDD. And should there be any suggestions, those should be put to this office for coordination. For the Bureau, we will of course support anything that would make Caltech a better place for all to enjoy. Thank you, Chairman.
My sense is that it probably is a resource issue. I know we're all stretched and strained, but having had a number of meetings with them, they are hard pressed, to put it that way, the office. So I think if we could augment the team, I think it would be beneficial. Maggie, please.
I think KTO just bear in mind that the plans were very people orientated, and we all agree there. But it's turning those plans and the spirit of those plans into projects where we seem to be slightly missing what we thought we were going to get. Because it seems that when we turn the plans into a project, engineering rules and the spirit of what we tried to do originally gets a bit lost. And it may be resources, it may be, to my mind, it's slightly that KTO manages and doesn't really monitor and try and get involved, but maybe that's very difficult for government. But that seems to be, as long as it's going along the way it should, that's fine. But the spirit gets listed out that we spent 2 years trying to put together.
All right. Well, look, I don't want to get into a discussion on KITAC today. Vincent, perhaps you could take this away. I think it does sit very squarely with your task force. And maybe a dialogue between you and head of the ETO, head of the office on KITAC might be a good starting point.
Thank you, Chairman, and members' concern is actually shared by me, and then we'll continue working together with the KITAC office.